For Shiite Muslims, Najaf is the most holy place to be buried. It is where Imam Ali, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, was killed and buried. The Valley of Peace, as it is called, is reputed to be the world's largest cemetery. Since April, combat between U.S.-led forces and followers of Muqtada al-Sadr in and around the cemetery have made it difficult for Iraqis, both Sunni and Shia, to bury their dead. When Abdulaziz Rashid died this week, his son Yasser, who was a translator for NPR News in Baghdad, tried to fulfill his father's last wish to be buried in the Valley of Peace.
My father died on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we went the same day to bury him in Najaf and come back. My father always told me, when I'm going to die, you must bury me in Najaf. It was a chance to take. Most of the people, they said, don't take him to Najaf, because it's hard over there and the situation is not good. So we went on the road. The road was almost clear. When we reached Najaf, most of the shops are closed. It's like a ghost town or deserted town. And I see some people who are wearing these dashes and carrying on guns, Kalashnikov or RPGs everywhere. And I haven't seen any American. The side roads are very small and very narrow. Most of them are closed by the Mahdi army. And the people direct us because we are carrying a coffin, because they knew this is a dead person, has to go to Imam Ali shrine. And the shrine is like surrounded by and blocked also by the Mahdi military. And we went inside, and no one inside. And there's supposed to be like 10,000 at least inside the shrine. Now it's only like 15 people. And after that, we passed the old cemetery. We see a lot of Mahdi militaries gathering between the graves everywhere. It took us about 1 hour and a half just to clean the grave, and after that we pray, and one of the person come and also he read from the Holy Quran, غمد روحه بالجنة واشفع له إلهي والله يرحمه والفاتحة على روحه rest his soul in heaven, always give mercy to him. The children or the relatives who left try to pray on you and give you mercy. They will not forget you. All this kind of praying. I hope he will appreciate this in heaven or wherever he's around me, or he can see me, or can hear me. His soul, I hope his soul now will rest in Najaf.
Yasser Rashid is a translator for NPR News in Baghdad. His father, Abdulaziz Rashid, died on Sunday at the age of 76.